Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy.
Well, that game between the Panthers and the Raiders, I've got to give it to you guys. You played so well, as usual.
Yeah, well, it was a bit scrappy earlier. I think the Raiders were definitely giving it to us, that's for sure, and taking it to us. And there was a lot of passion and that in the game, that's for sure. But in the end, we got away with the chocolates, which we'd be more than happy to take.
Yeah, I think you had a slow start, but you certainly made up for it as the game went on.
Yeah, like I said, I think it was a bit of a rough start for both of us, but in the end, we ended up going okay. And Cleary and Luai just showed how good they are, and I think Luai is going to become one of those pests of the game.
Yeah, he's amazing, isn't he? He's just and he's a cheeky little monkey too, isn't he?
Exactly right. That's exactly what he's like.
Hey, the Rabbitohs flogged the Broncos. We're not surprised about that, though, are we?
No, not surprised at all. The Rabbits are just a class at the moment, and they're playing really well, and the Broncos are still just trying to rebuild that whole culture up there.
Yeah, and I was surprised that the Manly Seagulls got it over the Warriors.
Yeah, well, I think it was one of the ugliest field goals I've ever seen, but at the end of the day, 1 point's still 1 point. And
a win's a win.
Slotted over, and I think they were a very excited team there to finally get a win, which was good for them, but felt sorry for the Warriors. I thought they had it in the bag there, but it was a nice close tussle.
Yeah, and, you know, big point scoring from the Titans and the Storm, and also the Roosters and the Cowboys, and the Dragons too.
Well, yeah, all of them were big games. Dave Fifita up there at the Titans just run amok in that Titans game, and the Dragons yesterday, well, what weren't they just a surprise packer? They're 4-0 and they're like won 4 games in a row, and I know what Hook and Matt there, the coaches, are doing, but they've got them going really good. Clune at halfback's playing really well since Hunt's been injured, and they're playing good, and through the middle there, Sims was unreal. So the Dragons were good to watch yesterday.
Yeah, well, if you see Mick Wayman about and he's grinning like a fool, you know why, because his Dragons are just on fire.
Well, I did see him the other night, and I said, Mick, how's your Dragons going? He goes, mate, it's quite funny. 2 weeks ago, everyone wanted to lynch him, lynch the coach, get rid of everyone and start again. He said, now look at us. We're 3 in a row. Well, when I see him this week, I said, guess what, mate? You're 4 in a row and going good.
Yeah, no, he's a happy man, that's for sure. You're a happy man. I'm not so happy, but that could change this weekend. Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. Look, I think the Raiders will, as the year goes on, they'll just get better and better, and they'll definitely be top four at the end, that's for sure, Kimmy.
Yeah, and pick the score this weekend is the Storm taking on the Roosters, so that should be a good one to pick.
Yeah, it should be a close one. I think the Storm might just be a cut above at the moment with the injuries, but that young Sam Walker at the Roosters is surprising a few people of how good he is at the moment, so it'll be interesting to see.
Absolutely, Jade. So if you want to get in to pick the score and maybe win some cash, just check out all the details at 2ec.com.au. Jade, great catching up. Have a good week, mate. Enjoy your footy.
Thanks, Kimmy.